Your old or broken phone can let you down. But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence with a new line on my plan and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. After all, you don't want your old phone to die on you when you're lost.
Perfect.
Or for your broken phone to glitch at the worst possible time.
Hey, can I get your number?
Oh. Trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad.
New job? Growing family? Need a change of scenery? When life gives you a reason to move, start with Open Door. Request a cash offer in minutes. No prep work or showings needed. Or list with us and test the market with the cash offer to fall back on. You choose. Sell your way at opendoor.com. That's opendoor.com. Terms and conditions apply. Open Door Brokerage, LLC and Open Door Brokerage in California, DRE 020-611-30.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
I mean, Kneecap are, it's more than a film. It's a movement, and it's about how everyone should have their language respected, they should have their culture respected, and they should have their homeland respected. And and so this award is dedicated to everyone who's out there fighting that fight. Thank you very much.
Kneecap's Rich Pepiat winning Outstanding Debut by a British Writer, Director or Producer. So last night saw shock and surprise and, of course, disappointment at the BAFTAs in London. Kneecap just won that single award out of their six nominations. And the favourite, Demi Moore, lost out to Mikey Madison, who starred in Anora. Henry McKean is in London and has all the backstage gossip for us. Henry, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. You're right. There was a kind of noise coming out of Demi Moore when she realised she had lost that BAFTA. Also, Saoirse Ronan lost out with The Outrun. Irish producers behind The Apprentice also came home with nothing. And you mentioned there, Rich, with his outstanding debut by a British writer, director or producer. That was the only win for Kneecap. But there was also Best Editing in Conclave for Nick Emerson from Antrim. But as you mentioned, that big surprise, Demi Moore losing out to a young Mikey Madison in Anora. This really was a bit of a surprise. And this movie, it's brilliant, Pat. I'm not sure if you've got around to seeing it yet. But there's a moment towards the end of the movie where, you know, it's basically about a stripper and it's about Russians living in America and they're learning to speak English. And there's a kind of a joke about touche or touche pronounced wrong. Anyway, here is the star of the night, Mikey Madison.
Congratulations. I just want to start by saying tush.
Touche, thank you.
I mean, the writing, the movie, and you said in your speech about you wanted to bring some attention to sex workers and try and give them a kind of a human face. What do you take from the win tonight?
Through my research in this film, I've gotten to know some really incredible people from that community, and that's been one of the most incredible parts of playing Annie, is getting to know so many amazing women and being introduced to a community that I've fallen in love with. And I mean, these are people who I really admire and who deserve respect and are, just because of society and because of what they do, are really mistreated. And I think it's really unfair.
How are you going to celebrate?
Well, my best friend is here with me, and so I'll celebrate with her, and I'll hug Yura and Mark and Sean, and probably call my mom again. I don't know.
And that's Mikey Madison, who stars as a lap dancer in the movie Anora. Now, Henry, you met Ralph Fiennes as well. How did Conclave do?
Well, it picked up Best British Film and Best Film plus two others. And that was another big surprise of the night, because a lot of people thought it was actually going to go to The Brutalists. It was a fantastic movie still out there in the cinema, How We Choose the Next Pope. It really is great. There's lots of handlers in this clip. And this movie was written by Robert Harris. Here is Ralph Fiennes.
Well, of course it feels good. I mean, you're only as good as the other actors you work with. I've been very fortunate over the years to have had wonderful partners, and that's, I think, often what, you know, you can, they raise your game. I think there are these unusual creatures that in the story that they were gifted to the Pope, and they're kind of, they often, they become an object of care. So the final image of Lawrence taking and replacing a turtle back in its element of water, and that resonated with me of some element of care. And I think that is at the heart of Lawrence. It's about care. And I think people are often talking about the drama or the intrigue, which is part of it. But I think what Robert Harris is interested in is who is the right spiritual leader to occupy this place, this chair, this position. And I think that's a very serious question about who is, because the Pope is a very, very influential figure. So their ability to call on our ethical responses, our sense of faith, is whether we can be atheist, it doesn't matter. The Pope is the Pope. And so I think that the film takes that very seriously.
And that's Ralph Fiennes, who starred in Conclave. Now, another big winner was The Brutalist. It's an immigration epic. And you actually met with the Best Actor winner, Adrian Brody. What was he like?
He very humble. He was really, really humble. I got to pose a photo with him, and he made a great speech. And, you know, he talks about how we're now living in a different world. And the movie is, I suppose, a reflection on that American dream and surviving the Holocaust, a theme right the way through this massive 3-hour, 35-minute movie.
You can be alone and immerse yourself in the lives of others. And even if they are unfamiliar to you or the circumstances or the hardships of others, you can gain perspective. And it's very important that a film that speaks to tremendous cruelty and despicable behavior in our past, that we see elements existing today, can guide us and remind us of that. It won't necessarily change those things. I don't have an expectation that it does. But we all have to recognize that we're one and that we live in a time that is quite divisive. And it speaks to the need for all of us to share in the responsibility of how we want others to be treated and how we want to be treated by others. There's no place anymore for anti-Semitism. There's no place for racism. There's no place for petty bigotry and stereotypical resentments. And if you can look at the past and you can look at this universal hardship of so many, you gain, hopefully, some perspective and we're able to change and improve upon on the things that have ailed society over the years.
And that's Adrian Brody, star of The Brutalist. Sticking with that movie, Henry, you met Felicity Jones and her co-star Guy Pearce came over as well.
Yeah, so red carpets, Pat, are crazy places at the best of times. At the BAFTAs, we're looking at half a kilometre. It stretches right round the building. Absolutely huge. So here is Felicity Jones and hundreds of journalists trying to get a word in, and Guy Pearce.
It's such an uncompromising piece of cinema, and those kind of scripts don't come along very often. And the fact that we were able to make it so purely for the vision of Brady Corbet and Moda Fussfold is an extraordinary feat.
Congratulations, your character is so strong but also so fragile, and you got that on screen. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I mean, so much of it was already there on the page, but there was something just so bitingly forceful about her that it was a no-brainer to do the part.
And Guy, I want to ask you a little bit about the film and the fact that your character is very, very complicated, very, very rich, and a little bit evil. There's a scene in the movie where basically you disappear. What happens to you? Or is that giving away the film?
Oh, I'm not going to tell you what happens to me. That's part of the joy of the film, is it leaves it up to the audience to try and think about what might happen to him.
Well, that's Guy Pearce there talking to Henry. Henry, Wicked, I suppose, was a firm favourite for the fans.
Absolutely. I mean, this is the thing. There were lots of fans all waiting outside the hall, wanting to get a look at all the different actors and actresses from Wicked. This was a global success, a box office hit, but it only took two awards in the end, one for a costume. But there were fans who came along to the BAFTAs just to see Wicked. Here are the fans.
We saw Rafe Fiennes getting in a car, and we're currently looking at Jeff Goldblum, which is awesome.
And you're a fan of both?
Oh, hell yeah, of course.
So you come out to look at the stars, to watch the stars?
Oh, yeah. Like we were just in the area and we thought, well, we might as well just come and see what we could get. We got a good spot to see. But, yeah, it's awesome.
She already left. I was here for Ariana Grande.
So you got to see her?
No, I didn't see her.
You missed
I came,
her?
Yeah, literally.
Oh, no.
I heard her screaming and I came here walking. Yeah.
But you really wanted to see her?
Yeah, but oh well.
Who did you see?
We saw Cynthia Erivo and they saw Ariana Grande.
Wow, what was that like?
It was really, really cool.
And what did you think of it all?
It was awesome. It's so cool to be here.
I agree.
And who was your favourite star?
Probably Cynthia Erivo.
Cynthia.
Really?
100%.
So you absolutely love that movie?
Yes, we do. It's the best movie ever.
And why?
Everything about it, just the plot and the acting and the songs, it's so good.
It's very well done.
Do you want to sing one of the songs for me?
No, thank you.
So only two awards for Wicked, for costume design and for production design. All of those absolutely deserved. I haven't seen the movie. I've seen loads of clips, though. And those two awards seem to be right on the money. But none of the really big ones going in that direction. Henry, the fans kept saying it was really cool to be there. Did you feel it was really cool for you?
Well, it was 4 degrees, Pat. I actually had to wear a green beanie hat to keep warm. There were moments where I really enjoyed myself, and there were other moments where I felt like I was penned in like cattle. And remember, there's two types of people. There's celebrities and there's journalists, and journalists are second-rate citizens on a light like the BAFTAs. But yeah, I mean, it was great. I loved it.
Henry McKean in London, thank you very much for reporting on the BAFTAs.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.